the same.
Tape two.
I'm talking with Tom Carter, and we want to talk about our brother, friend, good friend, Greg Schiff, in his passing. Tom, start again and be patient with me.
Okay, here we go. Anyway, yeah, I was just saying to you, Gary, yes, the last time I saw him, and that was a good, I mean, I kind of had to twist his arm a bit, but I got him up to Montana to go to Milkovich's branding, and I think you were there also.
Right.
In fact, that was probably the biggest bunch of brothers in one spot since, you know, basically college. But
yeah, because there was anyway, there was Towski and Brad Palmer came up with us, and then there was Jim Embleton and you, and who else? Oh, there was a bunch of people.
My memory served me right. I'd be able to tell you, but yeah, we got pictures. We could actually do it. But yeah, there's Mike Judge was there. There was maybe eight of us that all lined up for a picture. But
yeah, did he come
anyway?
Did he come into the house the same time you did?
Greg?
Yeah.
No, he was not in my bunch anyway. I can't remember if he was earlier or not, but okay. I can't remember. But I roomed with him at the Delta Sig House, and that's why, you know, I kind of...
What kind of roommate was he?
He was the best. I mean, that's what me and Milkovich were just talking about, you know. Thinking back in those days and whatnot. But, yeah, no, we never had any kind of a crossword to each other. You know, I mean, he was an easy guy to live with, that's for sure.
Joe and I were laughing about, remember when you talk to him about something, you go, oh, man, you know. Remember that?
You do a good, great shift, so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But you started to talk to me about a story about him.
Okay. Oh, let's finish up real quick. But
no, let's go. Keep going.
Yeah. So anyway, yeah, I finally did get him to budge. I said, I'll pick you up at the airport at Billings, you know, Greg, and so you don't have to worry about anything. And so, yeah, he said, I'll do it. And so he flies into Billings. I pick him up. We come over to my house for a day, and then we go down to Tom's branding and saw you folk, and I think he enjoyed himself, and I gave him a ride back to the airport. He got home, and I think he thought it was worth it.
Yeah.
Even though, you know, he, you know, ailing a little bit all the time, but you know, I think he enjoyed himself. And
so this illness,
enjoyed seeing all his brothers and whatnot. So.
So this illness went back to his college days.
Well, I think he was born with it. I don't know when it first cropped up, but yeah, he's dealing with that his whole life.
Yeah. Huh. Yeah. Tell me the memories that you can state about publicly that you enjoy the most about Greg Schiff.
Somebody that you run into, you know, in a college atmosphere that kind of almost automatic friendship a little bit. And, you know, we just got along good, you know.
I just liked the guy.
Well, you can't hardly help not to.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, there's a few, you know, characters out there that maybe would say something else, but that's their problem, not Greg's. Anyway.
Now, Dennis Jepka, what he came in maybe with Schiff. I'm not sure. Do you?
Jepka?
Yeah.
I barely remember my own bunch of guys that I went
to. I know it. I'm the same way. I know it.
Yeah, well,
some of it, as I told Towski, is just a blur.
Yeah, That's a long time ago, man.
Oh, yeah.
The fact is, that's what we're dealing with now. It's Greg. I just lost another friend the other day. It's when you get to be our age, you know, that's just, you know, just the way it goes. So.
Yeah.
But
we've had some good memories, haven't we, Tom?
Yes, sir.
Man, just... when you roomed with Schiff, you were on the second floor across from the president's room, weren't you?
Right. I was right in that little, just talking to Milkovich about this, Cameron was right across from me.
Oh, that's right.
In the, whatever they call those cubicle things, but, and you were across the, yeah, second floor into the hall. That's where we lived in.
Hmm. And then Towski, he was in there. Well, no.
I don't know where he was at the time.
We were all over, you know, over the years.
Not really so much me. I lived kind of in the room above that on third floor for a while with Gary Shelton, and then I moved down there and went and spent a quarter or two with Lasilla.
Oh,
another guy that I got along good with that ain't no longer here.
Yeah.
But anyway, yeah.
Hmm. Okay.
And then with Greg.
Well, rest in peace, Greg Schiff. Yet both mm-hmm. we.
Well, I'm glad you take the time and effort to, remember him and whatnot. And he was worth it. He was worth it too. He was a very kind man.
Thanks, Tom. Appreciate it.
You bet.
Bye.